Today's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Dale Thompson, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technology at the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We are always conscious of the fact that downstream lint contamination is costly. We understand that the best place to eliminate foreign matter that becomes contaminants is at the turn row and at the cotton gin. So we constantly work with growers and producers, and warehousemen and others that come into contact with cotton lint in its raw form to be vigilant about making sure that there's not any foreign matter that would result in contamination at the textile mills. And part of our charge here at the council is to develop and implement educational programs for a wide range of materials, but we pay close attention to contamination of seed cotton before and during the ginning process, because if we can eliminate foreign matter in those places, then we've greatly reduced the opportunity for contamination at the textile mills.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We pay close attention to these surveys, although not that many domestic mills participate in the survey. It's still a good barometer of condition of U.S. cotton. And U.S. cotton has always been one of the least contaminated growths of cotton anywhere in the world. And we strive to make sure that our machine-harvested cotton maintains that place in the survey. It's important to us to be seen as a consistent supplier of foreign matter-free cotton when it comes to something that would cause contamination at the mill, and we work closely with our domestic mills, who are our best barometer when it comes to identifying potential contamination problems. And we're continuing our efforts to remind growers, ginners, and warehousemen and others that come into contact with cotton to be vigilant and make sure that something doesn't get introduced into the cotton stream that would cause problems downstream.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The council maintains a web page with a lot of useful information on making sure our cotton is free of foreign matter. For example, we have information. One of the information pieces is called contamination-free cotton, keep it clean and pure. Then we have other information about module covers, proper use of module covers, how to evaluate module covers. In addition, we have links to other sites, such as Cotton Incorporated has a number of publications that deal with preventing lint contamination as well, and we want to make sure that there are a number of sources available to producers and ginners to make sure their cotton is as clean and pure as possible. In addition, USDA in Stoneville has a unit that addresses this subject. It's a topic that's covered in the gin schools, and we work with the gin associations and other groups to make sure that that message continually gets out, that we need to be vigilant when it comes to making sure nothing that's going to cause a contamination problem gets into our raw lint.